This weekend marks 10 years since 3-year-old Sarah and 2-year-old Jacob Hoggle of Montgomery County were last seen with their mother. Catherine Hoggle was eventually indicted for their murders, but 2 years ago, those charges were dropped because she was consistently found not competent to stand trial. This morning, WTOP's Neil Augenstein is hearing from the prosecutor and the children's father. Neil is joining us live now on Skype. Neil, what are they saying right now? What's the prosecutor saying?
Well, Montgomery County Prosecutor John McCarthy says it's not lost on him that Saturday marks 10 years since Jacob and Sarah Hoggle were last seen with their mother, Catherine. And the next day, the children's father reported them missing. Troy Turner was and is the public face of the search for his children. At the time, police were scouring the area. At first, Catherine Hoggle was charged with misdemeanor abandonment and neglect. She was found not competent to stand trial. Then 3 years later, she was indicted for murdering her children, even though nobody has ever shown what has happened to them. And after 5 years of her being found not competent to stand trial, the judge was required by Maryland law to drop the charges. Catherine Hoggle remains civilly committed in Clifton T. Perkins Psychiatric Hospital because the judge ruled that she's a danger to herself or others. John McCarthy says he's hopeful that she will eventually be found competent. And if that happens, he has promised to recharge her with the murders.
Now, what are you hearing from the children's father?
Troy Turner is the children's dad. During the decade of court arguments over whether Catherine Hoggle was exaggerating her mental illness to avoid being put on trial, he's tried to remain focused on his children. He tells me that he'll never give up on trying to bring them home, regardless of where they are and what's happened to them. In his words, the focus has deviated too far from his children for too many years. He says that there are laws to protect Catherine Hoggle, but not Sarah and Jacob.
Neil, is there anything new happening with Catherine Hoggle right now?
Well, she is still in Clifton T. Perkins, which is where she was kept while there were the criminal charges over her head. So right now, the prosecutors get fewer briefings on her progress, but prosecutors would be notified if her condition did change substantially. But John McCarthy says for the time being, as long as she remains incompetent, he expects the status quo and she will just remain there.
All right, Neil, we appreciate the update. On Skype, WTOP's Neil Augenstein with an update on the case involving Catherine Hoggle.